Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Before we end this meeting, I'd like to discuss the visitors we will be welcoming tomorrow. As you all know, both the CEO and the chairman of Voltuga Industries will arrive at our headquarters at around 9 a.m. They are considering investing a large sum of money in our company, so we need to try to impress them. During the morning, I will deliver a presentation to them that will highlight our key products and services, our profitability, and our plans for the future. After lunch, I'll be taking them around our manufacturing plant and showing them each stage of our production process. Please, don't forget to make sure your desks and work areas are clean. We want to make the best impression possible.
Number 71. Who will visit the company tomorrow? Number 72. What will the visitors do tomorrow afternoon? Number 73. What are the listeners reminded to do? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following announcement.
Attention shoppers, welcome to Woodley Department Store. I'd like to let you know about some amazing deals that we are currently offering throughout the store. In the beauty department on the second floor, we have selected perfumes and skin creams marked down by 10%. On the third floor, the women's wear department is offering discounts on all winter clothing. On the fourth floor, various discounts are available on men's suits, jackets, shirts and ties. Finally, on the fifth floor, selected televisions have been marked down by up to 15%. When making your purchases today, consider signing up for a store membership. It doesn't cost a thing, and it gives you access to more great deals.
Number 74. What is the purpose of the announcement? Number 75. On what floor is the men's clothing department? Number 76. Why does the speaker say,
"It doesn't cost a thing"?
Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following talk.
I'd like to welcome all our viewers to this week's episode of What's Going on the Zing Cable TV Network. As always, we'll spend the next 20 minutes informing you about upcoming events in Portland and the surrounding area. July continues to be a busy month, and this weekend there'll be a street parade and a food fair taking place along Maitland Avenue. Drivers should take note that the street will be inaccessible all weekend. Also, there will be a concert by the pop band Glory Days on July 24th. Throughout July, the group is playing some dates on the West Coast to promote its new album, which is set to be released in August. Tickets for the concert here in Portland can be purchased directly from the band's website. Now, let's take a look at this weekend's weather.
Number 77. Where would this talk most likely be heard? Number 78. Why will Maitland Avenue be closed to vehicles this weekend? Number 79. What does the speaker say will happen in August? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following talk.
Hello, I'm Ron Maxwell, and I'm here to tell you about my company, Mobile Lunchbox. We employ a large team of drivers who can deliver any type of food to any location. Customers can contact us by phone or through our website. We take their orders and pass the details on to our drivers who pick up the food from a restaurant. Of course, a small delivery charge is included. However, until the end of this month, we will be lowering the charge by 50%. We've been operating in Brooklyn for almost 3 years, and it is my pleasure to announce that we just opened a second, slightly smaller business location here in Manhattan last month. Now, I'll pass out some flyers for you all to look at.
Number 80. What is being promoted? Number 81. What will customers receive this month? Number 82. What has the speaker's company recently done? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following talk.
I'd like to thank you all for coming this evening. Tonight, we bid farewell to Charles Denton as he prepares to step down from his position next month. In a few moments, we will start serving you a delicious five-course meal. But before we begin eating, I'd like to say a few words about tonight's distinguished special guest. Mr. Denton has served as the chairman of our board of directors for almost two decades, and he has played a large part in guiding our company towards success. Several board members and supervisors will give speeches tonight to honor our departing chairman. These will start immediately after we finish eating, but for now, I hope you all enjoy the wonderful food.
Number 83. Where is the introduction probably taking place? Number 84. What does the speaker mention about Mr. Denton? Number 85. What will the listeners do after they finish their meal? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, Lisa. This is Marcus Tandy from Dillinger Architecture. I'm calling about the blueprints you asked me to work on for your company's new headquarters. I'm really sorry, but I think I might need a few extra days to complete the project. Would you mind if I email them to you on May 21st instead of on May 15th? Everything had been going according to plan until my laptop badly malfunctioned, and I had to have it repaired. When I got it back, I found that my work files were missing, and I hadn't backed them up. Please call me back at your earliest possible convenience. I'll be here at the office all day on Saturday as well, so you can easily reach me at my work number. Thanks.
Number 86. Why is the speaker calling? Number 87. What problem does the speaker mention? Number 88. What does the speaker ask the listener to do? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Good morning, everyone. First, I'd like to remind you all about the factory inspection that will take place tomorrow. As production line supervisors, you must ensure that we achieve a high score. Failure is not an option. You'll all remember that Martin Kent hurt his arm badly last week while using the sorting and packing machine. This resulted in production being halted for almost 2 hours. In order to avoid any similar incidents, I want you to have a meeting with your workers when you come to work in the morning. Assign each of them to a workstation or machine that matches their experience level. Let's work together to achieve a great result.
Number 89. What does the speaker imply when she says,
failure is not an option?
Number 90. Why was production temporarily stopped recently? Number 91. What should the listeners do when they arrive at the factory tomorrow? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following telephone message and business card.
Hi, Tom. I'm going to be busy in board meetings all afternoon, so I'd like you to do something important. As you know, Rexar Realty showed me an office space on 3rd Avenue recently, and they're waiting for my decision. I want you to contact John Allen, the real estate agent I've been dealing with, and tell him we'll take the office space. Don't email him. That will take too long. The best way to reach him is at 555-7387. You'll find his business card on my desk. I'm really excited about moving to this office space. It's closer to all our major clients, and it's on major subway and bus routes. Please send me a message after you've spoken to the realtor. Thanks, Tom.
Number 92. Why is the speaker calling? Number 93. Look at the graphic. How does the speaker recommend contacting Mr. Allen? Number 94. What does the speaker imply about the office space? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following talk and schedule.
Good morning, team. Well, today is Friday, which means it is cleaning day in our office. I'm sure you've all probably had a look at the cleaning schedule already, but I'll quickly review all your duties anyway. Allison, you're responsible for cleaning the fridge. As you know, it was just bought a few days ago, so it shouldn't be very full or messy yet. Just make sure there are no spillages or open containers. Michelle, you need to vacuum the office and kitchen area, while Haley will take care of the dishes. Trevor is absent today, so I'll perform his duty. Lastly, Richard, please just tidy up all the scrap paper and files and empty the trash cans. Okay, let's get to work.
Number 95. What is the main purpose of the talk? Number 96. What is mentioned about the office refrigerator? Number 97. Look at the graphic. What cleaning duty will the speaker perform? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following telephone message and map.
Hello, I'm calling for Mr. Jacob Torrance. This is Claudia Barr, Head of Passenger Services at Maine International Airport. You had a few questions about airport facilities, and I'd be happy to answer them now for you. Your flight will be leaving from Gate 17 in Terminal 3, which is the newest and most modern of our three terminals. There are numerous gift stores in Terminal 3, so you'll definitely be able to find some gifts to take back for your friends and family. Also, there is a pharmacy next to Gate 20, so if you've forgotten any medication, you will be able to find it there. Lastly, the duty-free shop is located between Gate 16 and Gate 18. You can pick up all sorts of tax-free items there. I hope you have a pleasant flight, sir.
Number 98. Who most likely is the speaker? Number 99. What does the speaker mention about Terminal 3? Number 100. Look at the graphic. In which position is the duty-free store located?